You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
It's Sue Smith.
And this is Scam Wow.
And this is a special report from Scam Wow. Breaking news.
Guys, we are hiding. I am hiding from my son, who is currently eating dinner.
I'm hiding from my coworkers who are looking in this glass room.
We had to get to you immediately. We started a text chain. You can see on Instagram. Sue, me, the producer. We are blown away by this breaking news scam.
This is a bi-coastal Skype conversation. Yes. In the middle of the day, I will have you know. We have dropped everything, literally everything, to bring you this scam.
We got to get to the people, you guys. We got to get to. And we also want to know what you think. So what is insane is Sue and I are texting each other, and we're also on a site that's giving us live updates, like live news updates.
It's okay, so insane. I feel like you know more than me. What I know is that like Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman paid to get their kids into school.
Yes. Okay. So like earlier today, it broke that there was a ringleader who set up with multiple families. It was I'll read from ABC News. It said Hollywood actress Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin and a slew of chief executives are among 50 wealthy people charged in the largest college cheating scam ever prosecuted by the U.S. Department of Justice, federal offices said Tuesday. So this is a federal crime. This is real big. So that's really intense. So what's happening is it was called Operation Varsity Blues, and allegedly it paid bribes for up to $6.5 million to get their children into elite colleges, including Yale, Stanford, Georgetown, and the University of Southern California. This is what prosecutor said. So this is like where it gets a little confusing, and I'm sure – so, guys, this is a mini episode. We're just, like, breaking it because we can't handle Aunt Becky.
We can't handle Full House. It. What if she goes to federal prison?
Well, didn't they say Felicity Huffman got arrested?
That's crazy.
I know. And they might bring in William H. Macy. So what is happening is that there is a guy who's a ringleader, and he would basically say to these people, pay me a certain amount of money. The ringleader is William Singer, the owner of a college counseling service called Key Worldwide Foundation and a company called Edge College and Career Network. This is all in ABC News that I'm reading right now. So he accepted bribes totaling $25 million from parents between 2011 and 2018 to, quote, guarantee their children's admissions to elite schools.
Yeah. And what I read was they would – He had someone who was taking the SATs and the ACTs for these people.
Yeah, it was like, they would have their kids go to a special testing center.
Yeah.
And then that person at the testing center actually worked for this guy. And then I believe on the admissions side, he had a huge team employees at these companies, and all those people are in trouble too. It's not like,
crazy.
Oh, yeah, my boss did it. I have nothing to do with it. The whole team is in it.
That's crazy. And so after I read this, I kind of did a deep dive on Lori Loughlin and her whole life.
Thank you.
And I found out that she has two beautiful daughters who are
gorgeous.
Her oldest one goes to USC. She got her into USC, but she's a YouTube influencer. And she has all these like partnerships on Instagram and stuff. It's like, why does she have to go to college? Like,
well,
she's
and why USC?
Making money. Yeah. Right.
Well, that's, I mean, this is all so, like, I've always been frustrated with, like, people who, if you get into an Ivy League college, amazing, great for you. But I don't like the people that are extreme braggers about it and obnoxious. And that's sort of like the first thing they tell you, or parents that, like, my parents will meet other parents and they're always talking about their, like, banker kids. And my dad's always like, well, my kids are artists, so suck it. Like, he basically.
Well, and then I also found out about Lori Loughlin. She's married to this guy named Massimo, who is the Massimo of the clothing
of Target.
Line.
Yes.
Yes. Which
I have so much
believe.
From him. I know.
I love his work, honestly.
I love his work. So here's the thing. They're both millionaires. And so what is crazy? There's a federal indictment online too. Basically, what I think happened, and what I think they could plead as not guilty, is that they thought that this guy was maybe like a Kauffman center or like an elite student center, and he would help their kids learn. But it also said that he found a way to make sure that these kids got like preferred testing, and then to say, they had learning disabilities so they could be tested lighter.
It's just so crazy, because when I was applying for colleges, I just always thought that like rich people had an advantage.
Yeah.
Aside from like test prep and like summer camps and networking and, you know, your parents paying for a library and all this shit. It's like, I thought they had an advantage, but like to find out that parents are flat out paying and bribing officials to get their kids into colleges is just maddening. It's mind blowing. It's like poor kids really don't have a shot.
They're
like, we never had a shot.
No. And also the amount of money that colleges charge to just educate this country is criminal.
Insane.
So part of me is also like, well, this is all bullshit. But what I think is crazy, I'm just really curious to see how these people are either going to like flat out apologize or play the victim card and say they didn't know about it. So this guy was this ringleader was a full-blown scammer. I mean, he had people working under him to forge documents of, like I said, learning disabilities. He had people to make sure that wherever the test was taken, it was under his guise, like under his group, and that would be affected. And then I believe there were also people on – hold on, I'm just checking. There were also people on the admission side. He was giving people money there too.
I think I read he was giving people sports money, like a soccer coach to say that Lori Loughlin's daughter played soccer when she really didn't. So then she would get accepted by default. And he paid them like $400,000, and she had paid the company like $1 million or something like that. Which is, it's so mind-blowing. But I can't wait to see how this unfolds and do, we'll have a proper investigative episode to you.
Oh, you better believe
once the dust settles.
Bringing Alan in on this, and he's going to do a lot of the work that's too hard for me.
Alan's going to bring his reporting skills, and we can't wait.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
So, okay, guys, in this indictment that they're showing us online, they have tons and tons of people for examples, like all of these people that were part of it. And you can go to the page and find out this person's, yeah, Felicity Huffman's on page 72.
This is on ABC News, right? This is like
ABC
not
News. It's not hard to find.
Yeah. So it's like a 200-page indictment, maybe more than that, on ABC News that you can read through and find out all this stuff. It's
crazy.
Let me
read this one thing I saw. One of the issues was ultimately Huffman's daughter received a score of 1,420 on the SAT, an improvement of approximately 400 points over her PSAT taken without CW2 one year earlier. So I guess that's without this company.
So she got 1,000 points, which is not much. I mean,
yeah.
I think I got like 1,100, so I shouldn't be putting her down.
I did,
but still.
Horribly. I'm dyslexic, and we didn't even know it was a huge mistake. But it said, on or about December 19th, 2017, KWF paid Dravowski, I think this is all in the thing, for administering the SAT to Huffman's daughter and three other students. So they paid $35,000,
oh my God,
for proctoring the exam. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. That is crazy. So all – and guys, all of this is online. Like, I don't know how – well, okay, so Huffman says, yeah, no, I totally figure that. I just know that no matter what, she's so academically driven. CW says, okay, I think that's the company. And Huffman says that no matter what happens, even if we go, this is a great score, that she'll go, I really want to take it again. I just wanted to give you a heads up, so I just thought – yeah, so this is sort of similar. We're going to be talking in our episode coming out tomorrow about the Real Housewives of New Jersey, and that theirs was a federal case as well. And federal cases is no joke. It's not making deals with your local authorities. This is an enormous case.
Huge. Yeah, so tomorrow we have a proper episode for you guys. It's like, you know, it's going into Real Housewives and federal stuff, but we just had to get in here and like weigh in because this is insane. It's
guys,
really nuts.
This is also so crazy. This one of these kids, it showed multiple, has their faces photoshopped on other athletes, like showing that they were an athlete, like, yeah, like a swimmer or a pole vaulter. And this kid has, they made like Photoshop faces as part of that.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Also, it's just your balls.
Yeah. And your kid has to know, like, going to college, like, oh, if you join the USC, like, I don't know, vaulting team, like you're not, I don't know if that's a team, but like you're not good at it. Like, what do you do when you get there?
Like a pole vaulting team. I don't know.
What do you do when you get there? Like a swim polo club, like, and you've never done that in your life. What do you do?
Yeah. I don't, oh my gosh. And it's just, it's another thing of the arrogance and the balls. And they thought that this like wasn't a big deal or they'd be immune to it and they can just pay their way through whatever. It's just so nuts to me.
And they're all like really squeaky clean actors. Like that's what's also crazy. These actors don't have sex scandals. They're not like William H. Macy and Felicity have been married forever. They're like iconic.
Well, it doesn't get squeakier than Lori Loughlin, really. Like that is the cleanest actor ever.
And then she's in on this. I mean, I'm really curious to see how they spin it because they're just going to be like, it was a parent needing to act on whatever, blah, blah, blah. But who cares? Your kid is set up. Or here's the other thing I'm thinking. Is it to a point where people are just so rich that they go like, the only way to do things is through money? Like, do you think they're just in a world where they believe that money is the way to solve their problems? Like when you're that rich, you're that detached. That's just how you create solutions.
Or it's like, how do you think, like, it's like, as a parent, you must be like, oh, my kid is dumb.
So
I'm gonna
dumb.
I'm going to have to pay for this.
Yeah.
Like, so they're never doing this on their own.
No. I think that's crazy. And so for that quote, Felicity to be like, she's very academically motivated. Well, great. But don't you think your kid will drown once they get into, like, a Yale and they're not able to? Like, I know, like, I think I'm pretty smart. You know, I had great grades, but I knew I wasn't like Harvard smart. I knew the kids going there just had a different learning experience than I did. That wasn't my crew. I don't know.
I don't know. I kind of think that all colleges are very similar.
Like, you know, like when you
because
I've seen people that I've met
in
my adult
like
years that have had
college,
like years of studying
kind of
like
same.
Classic like, British literature, which I just did not spend years doing that. And so they'll have conversations and sort of like banter. And I'm like, I'm going to go talk about, I don't know, Teletubbies. Like I just, we're not, something that I actually spend a lot of time watching. So that club I'm not really a part of. But yeah. It
Real
also
Housewives.
At the same time, is everything just so arbitrary? And hopefully, I hate this. I mean, I wonder, okay, so when in the 90s, I feel like in 80s and 90s, there was a lot of this fraudulent rich kid stories going on about kids like paying their way or like a fraternity, a family of such getting their kids into school and sort of like grandfathered in. But we haven't heard of it that recently. That often it's more been athletics. Like you see a kid who's not incredible with their math scores because they're spending so much time playing football or basketball and they get put into high colleges. This, it does say it's like the largest in history.
Yeah, this is insane. And we can't wait to see how this unfolds. And in the meantime, we need to stop hiding from our lives and get back to work.
I know, we do have to get back to our present lives, even though this is so much more fun.
Yes.
Guys, we can't wait. Tell us what you think. We want to hear. Like, do you have any other intel?
Do you have other intel? And did your parents scam your way into college?
Yes.
You want to know?
Yeah. And we want to hear your feelings on Aunt Becky.
For sure. What do you think Uncle Jesse thinks right now? Oh, my gosh.
Well, Uncle Jesse is, like, filled with his own flaws. So maybe he's just relieved.
Maybe. Maybe.
You know? He's like, finally.
All right, guys.
Okay.
Thank you for tuning
in.
We had to get that off our chests.
So good to talk. Okay. Right. Bye.
Bye. Okay.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the past?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.